The legislation would require any teacher working at a downstate or suburban public school to make a choice, keep his or her current pension benefits but lose access to state-backed health care upon retirement, or take a reduced pension but keep that access to health care. President John Cullerton, a Chicago Democrat, says it can save the state as much as $44 billion over the long term. While opponents say that's not enough, Cullerton says it meets a more important test.
It's constitutional. It has the strongest argument to being constitutional.
The Senate earlier rejected a different and more comprehensive plan, which would have affected state and university employees' pensions as well as teachers. Cullerton says more heavy lifting is ahead. That's the case in the House as well, where it's unclear what kind of reception the president's plan will receive. Though Cullerton was able to get it through his chamber, it took two tries. The first time, it came up one vote short. Minutes later, after a single Democratic senator changed his vote, it passed with the bare minimum 30 votes needed. I'm Amanda Vinicky.